person does a crime against a black person, it's, yeah, you're practically like looking at a slave owner whipping a slave, right? It's this expression of power over them. It's so utterly absurd. And so we're just in this double bind of we are discriminated against and we're, you know, constantly punished for even seeming like we're discriminated against other people. I mean, it's completely insane. So here's how insane it is. Asian professor alleges SMU relabeled him white to discriminate against him. Oh, but white power, white supremacy is the biggest threat in this country. Sean Wang, an assistant professor of accounting at Edwin L. Cox School of Business at Southern Methodist University, filed suit against the university for unlawful discrimination and retaliation in November 2025. News of the lawsuit broke days ago. Wang, who's Chinese American, alleges SMU's accounting department has had a systematic pattern of discrimination in its tenure decision since the arrival of Indian origin professor Hemen Desai. Among candidates of Indian descent who met SMU's stated productivity standard, at least four top-tier publications, 100%, were tenured. Among candidates of non-Indian descent, Caucasian and Chinese, who met SMU's stated productivity standard of at least four top-tier publications, SMU has not supported any non-Indian candidates for tenure. So this Indian dude gets in a position of power, and he just immediately grants tenure to Indian professors and refuses to grant tenure to any non-Indian professors. And then they say that he went so far as to recategorize the Chinese American dude as white in order to screw him over and discriminate against him openly, even though they discriminate against Asian people anyway in these organizations. It sort of goes to show you like what the real racial dynamics at play here in America are, where it's like if this was a white supremacist country, everybody would be clamoring to call themselves white. It's not. So now you label people white in order to discriminate against them. That's how inverted everything has become. Now let's talk about, we'll get into AI and the data centers here in just a second. I have another just crazy story that you're not going to hear anywhere else in just a second. But I do want to tell you about a new product that we have that I sort of accidentally let you know about earlier. Well, don't spoil my thing. I'm doing a plug, guys. Now my surprise is ruined. It's fine. The crew is not taking their methylene red capsules, and that's an issue. They're spoiling my surprises. Methylene red capsules are the newest product at thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene red, we designed ourselves as sort of a companion to ultramethylene blue, and it has a lot of the same effects, and it maximizes the effects of ultramethylene blue. But a lot of people can't take methylene blue because they take statins or Adderall or something. It has conflicts with some commonly prescribed medicines, which you should look into. I mean, that's how powerful it is, right? It's like, it's so powerful. It's not a normal supplement. It's not something you can just take and it like doesn't matter because it doesn't do anything. No, it does a lot. It has a big effect. So you got to make sure it's not interacting with other medications that you're taking. But ultramethylene red is designed to partner with it and maximize the effect and to, in a way, mimic the effect. If you're one of these people that cannot take ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red is a fantastic alternative, or combine it, and it's a fantastic accelerant, you could say. Clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clearer, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. You can subscribe today for 50% off, so you can guarantee that you get the delivery monthly. You can cancel it at any time, but sign up for the regular deliveries and you get them for 50% off, or get them for 35% off as our special introductory price offer. That's ultramethylene red capsules, cognitive power, cellular fuel, and lasting energy. And again, I'm not making any medical claims, but we did show a little bit of the video yesterday. And I'll probably get more into it tomorrow when I have more time, but it's about anti-aging and the way that aging itself is, in fact, just a product of the imperfect replication of DNA. As DNA replicates itself, it does so imperfectly. And so those little tiny changes over time lead to things like gray hair, wrinkles in your skin, things like that. And to reverse aging, you reverse that process. You sort of just like repair the DNA back to its former self. And in a lot of ways, a lot of our products do that to a lesser degree. I'm not saying they're going to make you age backwards, but the mitochondrial effects that a lot of these supplements at the alexjonesstore.com have do actually functionally help your DNA repair itself and copy itself in an effective way. So it's just, this is real stuff we're dealing with, and it's really powerful supplements that we have at the alexjonesstore.com. So I think let's go now to clip number 17. This is Eric Moutsos on X. This is the silver lining video. This, to me, smile on my face. It made me so happy and joyful in a white pill, a true white pill in this dark night. Let's go to clip 17 here as we talk about AI. And despite all of the positive coverage of AI going on, being shoved down our throat by mainstream media and politicians and everybody else, the people are not on board. Let's watch.
Yeah, so this video goes to show that this is not popular. Not even the youth want it. Ironically, the youth that just put in all of their time and money into a degree that AI is about to take. Oh, and this lady's reaction, she's actually surprised that this isn't pop. She thought she was going to get cheers, and instead, this is what she gets.
What happened? The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution. Only a few years ago, AI was not a factor in our lives.
All right, so I'll take us out here, but it happens a few more times. Anytime she says anything about AI, I kind of feel bad for her because she's right. I mean, all she's saying is the facts. They're not booing her, but they're just booing AI. People hate AI. They really do, and the young people especially do. I heard that, and I just started. It's like, have you ever seen Dune? You get the visions of the future. If you've ever read Heretic of Dune or anything like that, where you just see the legions, you see the jihad. I'm ready for the Butlerian jihad. Like, let's just do it now, right? This is great. This is what I keep saying. It's like we have the ability to predict the future every single time we've ever put our minds to imagine and try to speculate as to what would occur if AI were to be created. Every time in human history, the inevitable result is AI takes over, it becomes evil, we have to destroy it, and then we reset with these laws, these religious laws in many cases. You cannot create computers that can mimic the human brain. Dune and Foundation, all these things are like this. So let's skip that middle part. Let's skip the apocalypse and just jump right to the Butlerian Jihad, the vicious takedown of the AI centers. It sounds like everyone's on board, which I'm very excited about. Tucker Carlson and Kevin O'Leary had a conversation about this, and once again, Tucker Carlson just absolutely wipes the floor with him because he's actually genuinely concerned about human beings, and Kevin O'Leary is a giant liar. But here's the crazy story that nobody else is going to tell you, and I just figured out. Data center GPU service life is 1 to 3 years. So when you hear about these data server, these data farms, these data centers that they're building, the super collider, whatever, in Utah that's, you know, 62 acres or whatever it is. Now imagine 62 acres with all of it covered in GPUs, and understand that you have to produce that many GPUs for every data center every year or every 3 years. This is going to, like, how do you sustain that? I don't think it's possible to go 3 years. I don't think it's possible. Like, you're going to build all of these GPUs for all of these thousands and thousands of gigantic data centers. And then you're going to have to do it again in a year, and do it again in another year, and do it again in another. That's crazy. It's like taking the Apple model where they deliberately encode in that your phone starts to slow down and starts to crap out. And the whole thing is designed to make you buy a new phone every year. It's probably been the single most destructive decision ever made by anybody. And this was Steve Jobs' brilliant idea. Sure, they could sell you a phone that would last for 5 years, that could be upgraded or updated, or you could swap out RAM and put more RAM in. They could have done that, and they could have massively reduced the production of new phones. But instead, they wanted to, on purpose, design a system so you had to constantly get new phones, constantly resupply the product line. That's on purpose. It's got to be the most destructive decision maybe ever made. I said environmentally, which is certainly true, but even just in terms of like the money that goes into China and the cost of producing these things. And if you're going to have to produce this many this often, how are you going to make that work without offshoring to a bunch of slave labor in Foxconn? Terrible decision. Now imagine that, but instead of a little phone that you have to buy every year, it's a million GPUs. This is crazy. GPUs wear out in 1, 2, 3 years. So the entire data center will have to be fully replaced every 1, 2, 3 years. Do you have any idea how unsustainable this entire thing is? Stay with us, folks. A very special broadcast from Kentucky with Tiffany Cianci coming up, folks.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts. They're limited edition. There, a lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like